The new procedure is called landfill bioremediation. It involves stimulating bacteria that naturally break down contaminants. Bioremediation has been used in other types of environmental cleanups. Now, the procedure is being tested at a few old landfills across the country to see if it can clean up contaminants that threaten the surrounding groundwater. One of the experimental landfills is located in Dover, New Hampshire, where chlorinated solvents are the contaminant of concern. Dover engineers are currently injecting an additive into the soil around the landfill to feed bacteria and stimulate their growth. The bacteria then use the contaminants to get energy. Guy Sewell is research microbiologist for the Environmental Protection Agency.
We want the bacteria to use the contaminant as an electron acceptor. And what that means is it would be analogous to what we use oxygen for. So instead of asking the microorganisms to eat a contaminant, you might think of it, we're asking them to breathe a contaminant.
The atomic scale process works a significant change on the contaminants. The first byproducts are slightly more toxic than the original material, but they break down into environmentally acceptable compounds much more quickly. Time is the key. If the contaminants break down before they leak out of the landfill site, the bioremediation will have been successful, and cities will have what Guy Sewell calls a terminal solution for dealing with old landfills.
Many of the technologies we use would basically pump out the contaminants, but, well, then we have to do something with them. And in many cases, what you wind up doing is filtering them out onto some sort of separate material, a solid, carbon, things like that, and then you put it back in a landfill. Well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But if you basically degrade the contaminants complete with biological activity, then there is no waste left, and you have a terminal solution versus a transient solution.
A common transient solution is to build a cap over an old landfill. Caps are designed to keep the landfill dry by keeping the rain out, because water flowing through the trash can allow contaminants to escape the site. The capping alternative is designed to merely contain toxins in the landfill. But Ruth Smith says it actually works against the natural breakdown processes that bioremediation encourages. Smith is professor of biology at Paul Smith's College.
If you allowed the landfill to remain wet and allowed the microorganisms to do the degradation, that eventually a lot of that stuff in the landfill would in fact be eliminated and essentially be recycled back into whatever they typically release as breakdown products of that process.
Another advantage that bioremediation has over capping is the cost. Dover's environmental projects manager Dean Peschel says the city was originally planning to cap its landfill at a cost of about $25 million. He says bioremediation would cost millions less.
Well, we don't have an exact cost, but we anticipate that the maximum cost would be somewhere around $14 to $15 million. That includes operating the system for over a 50-year period.
While it may be a cheaper alternative, the key question is, can bioremediation speed up the natural decomposition enough so that toxins from the landfill will be broken down before they reach groundwater outside the site? Dover's Dean Peschel says results from the first year of his city's three-year experiment have been promising.
And we're just now beginning to see the results we've been hoping for. We've seen in some of our well sites the beginning of the breakdown of the contaminants. We're going to have to collect a lot more data to be conclusive that what we believe we're seeing is actually, in fact, the breakdown based on the enhancement.
EPA officials stress the jury is still out on landfill bioremediation. They add that the conditions and contaminants at each landfill are unique, so procedures that may work at one site may not work at others. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm John Roberts.